Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
We are without a Zoe this week because she's having a well-deserved little holiday after smashing through all of her exams. So shout-outs to Zoe and everybody else who's just been powering through exam season in the university calendar. But we've got the crew from My Heart Goes Thadak Thadak come into the studio this morning. Morena, how are you both?
Morena, well, very you. Well. Thank you very much.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and what your role within this show is as well?
Yeah, sure. My name's Mayan Mehta and I am playing Roshan in the show, who is the brother to Kamala.
And I am Sean Kisha. I play Shankar, and he is kind of like a up-and-coming star, always a wannabe star in the film.
So this is a play that's happening at Q Theatre, but it's kind of a little bit meta because it's a play about a movie. Absolutely. Sort of this like Bollywood kind of Western situation. Can you give us a bit of a short synopsis of what this is all about?
Yeah. So basically, My Heart Goes Thadak Thadak is about a brother and sister duo, Roshan and Kamala, who have to fulfill their father's dying wish of completing a spaghetti Western film.
Yep.
In 1970s Bombay.
Awesome.
And the duo obviously have differences and they're in conflict, and so we're introduced to them and also the very passionate producer, a up-and-coming star and wannabe performer / crew /
Many things.
Yeah. A man of many hats.
And also Rani Kumari, who's been with Ramsey Productions, which is a production company making the film. She's been with them for a very long time, so she wants this to be her moment, her final send off. So they're all come together, but things just go awfully wrong from the get-go, and the audience actually brought in as extras, so
cool.
Everyone's part of the film set.
That's awesome.
That's kind of spaghetti Western meets Bollywood. Contemporary Bollywood.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's got a whole bunch of laughs in it as well.
I've got to point out, because this is radio and people can't see, you've both got some fantastic sideburns going on at the moment.
Yeah.
And you've got a big mo going on too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is for the show.
No,
or is this just your casual?
This is just our own personal
just
choice.
Casual personal choice.
What's been difficult is like going out in public and getting used to it. Like, we went to the library the other day, and we were looking for the Herald, right?
But we
were like in a rush, so we came in with full intensity. We went straight to the receptionist. We're like, "Excuse me, do you have a copy of the Herald?" They just looked at us and they put their hands up and they're like, level one, take whatever you want, take whatever you want to go. We
you
didn't realize
that it's on there.
You kind of forget that it's
facial
there,
hair has its own sort of aura about it.
I think we'll inspire some people to kind of go back to those days and maybe rock these again.
The big 70s facial hair.
I think more people are like, "Oh, that's quite cool," as opposed to "That's weird." But maybe we're just choosing to look at the people we think we're cool.
It kind of looks like we're running away from the past whenever we're in public and we're in a rush. We're running away into the future. Yeah.
So like Doctor Who episode or
exactly.
something.
Yeah, 100%.
It does look like there's amazing costuming and set and stuff in this. What's the kind of the visual sort of vibe of this show a little bit?
Yeah, it's definitely it's got that 70s feel. Props to Padma Akula, who did our costuming and our whole set design team as well. It's got that sort of spaghetti Western, musky, polluted kind of
nostalgic sort of
nostalgic vibe to it. And I guess with the smoke as well, you kind of get that haze of what it was like back then. So it's definitely the set piece, and with the lighting as well, and the music. We've got two live musicians who are just fantastic and bring the show to life.
Awesome.
All of that just comes, and you feel as soon as you walk into the theater, you just feel transported back in time.
That's really cool.
So I think it's a combination of several things that that gives it that feel.
I think a lot of people who lived through those times will be kind of taken back, and those that weren't around during those times, they'll be like, oh, this is what it was like. And
imagine
kind of
yourself into it.
Yeah.
Like bell bottoms and floral shirts and aviators and the whole.
Yeah, it's cool. It's groovy.
Groovy sounds like a good word for it. It sounds like you guys have got a really big cast for this show. A biggish cast for this show as well. How do you work with a bunch of people to make sure that the product you're kind of getting at the end, the play you're getting at the end, is as fun as the process of making it, I guess? Because this sounds like a show that you would have had a lot of fun making.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's just like, you know, coming together and having each other's back and all working as a team and realizing that it's not just the cast, you know, it is a huge mammoth effort from everyone involved. But yeah, as long as you're supporting each other, knowing that everyone is supporting you, it kind of, it comes together naturally.
The cast is actually a small part compared to the crew. I think the crew involved, set design, lighting, costume, sound, the technicians, director, writer, dramaturgs, everyone involved. The cast is about, there's five of us, or seven including musicians, actually. Yeah. So we all work together because we know what our characters wants and needs are. So we're all fighting for that. So we're working with each other. And as far as everyone else, when we all kind of get together, we know that we're all coming from different departments, but we're telling one story.
Yeah.
And everyone is equally as passionate in their own way to bring whatever they need to life. So when that happens, it's just magic. So
that's awesome.
Anytime we have a note session, everyone's just in sync. Everyone understands that we're looking out for each other. It's like, okay, cool. I need to stand here to help you light where I am, or I need to pick up on this cue to help the musicians.
That's awesome.
You kind of just work together, and when you realize we're all connected by sort of a string, metaphorically, things just become so much more harmonious. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's great.
So you opened last night, is that right?
Preview night last night.
I mean, night officially tonight.
Awesome. This is exciting. So if people want to get tickets and head along, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So if you go to Q Theatre's website, qtheatre.co.nz, it'll probably be one of the first links that comes up. Simply even typing My Heart Goes Tharak Tharak online. I want, if there's any other ways of purchasing
because I think it's probably Q Theatre is the best main
that's
website
because
we'll have a book tickets now.
Awesome. Nice and easy. And it's on for a wee while. You open tonight and you run until December the 14th as well.
That's correct. So almost every night but Monday.
Cool.
Night. Yeah.
Plenty of time for everyone to come to it.
Yeah. I think opening night's almost sold. I think possibly sold out.
Yeah.
I just got to double check that. But tickets are selling fast, so
make sure you get them.
Absolutely.
BFM listeners, hey, thank you both so much for coming out this morning. It sounds
thank
like
you.
Such an awesome show. I can't wait to come and see it. Awesome. So cheers for popping into the studio.
Thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
It certainly was.